Sechtes Menachos, Daf Ches, three lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amar Beis, and the Gemara begins and asks, Umi Amar Blazar Achi, that we previously saw, Amar Zreika Amar Blazar, Af Bedam Loi Kiddush, that Amar Blazar taught us that just like when placing the Mayim of the Mechatas onto the Eifer, that there has to be enough Mayim for Hazar in one Kli, and can't be done in two separate Kelim, so too, by Kabbalah Sadam, enough Dam for Hazar Sadam has to also be in one Kli. And the Gemara is bothered that how can you say that this is actually the Shita Rabbi Elazar, va'itma, but we learned that there's machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, b'negei the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, as the pasuk tells us in Pashas Sav, zeh korban Aaron ubonav asher yekriv l'Hashem b'yom mimashach ha'isai, asir se'if ha'seilus mincha tamid, machtzitzo ba'beikah, machtzitzo ba'arev, and we know that the minimum share for any korban mincha is an asir se'if ha'seilus, and every single day the Kohen Gadol brought a special mincha called the minchas chavitin, and it was called the minchas chavitin because it was made in a special pan called a machvas, and although the entire mincha was made up of an isaron segles, however, he brought a half of isaron in the morning and a half of an isaron in the evening. And the Gemara brings machlekes as chavite kain gadol Rabbi Yechon amein kedusha l'chatzayin, Rabbi Elazar imem metech shekarv l'chatzayin kedusha l'chatzayin. Rabbi Yechon holds that although minchas chavitin is brought in two separate parts, but even so, the kain gadol had to take the entire isaron of segles and place it into a klisharis at one time in order for it to receive kedusha agov. And as Rashi states, Shem Nasan Chatzi Yisarim Beklizeh, Bechetze Beklizeh, like Kidesh V'yatzel L'chulin, and he could still be paid it. However, Rabbi Elazar argues on Rabbi Yechon, and he holds that since the Minchas Chavitin is brought in separate parts, and half is brought in the morning, and half is brought in the evening, therefore the Kohen Gadol could also be Makdish, half of the Yisarim in one Kli, and half of the Yisarim in another Kli, and we continue on Daf Chesem Nalef, Vim Isa Leiluf Midam, and if Rabbi Zureka is correct, Rabbi Elazar holds the Apadam like Kidesh. So we should learn the din of mincha from the din of dam, and just like dam cannot be done chatzayin, therefore the minchas chavitin should not be able to be done chatzayin. And in Taisis at the bottom of Dav Zayin Abayz, the Taisis bothered that Rabbi Elazar already told us his reason, but again minchas chavitin, as Rabbi Elazar based his din on a svara as mitech shekarv l'chatzayin kedusha l'chatzayin. This svara doesn't apply to dam, and as Taisis is from Taima, v'abedam lek mitech v'hach ikka mitech uvisham minachas mashma the maid Rabbi Elazar. The in kedusha l'chatzayin, kiven like craven l'chatzayin. It's even mashma from our Gemara that the only time that Rabbi Elazar was chelik and Rabbi Yechon was only in the case of a minchas chavitin. But by regular mincha, he would hold that in kedusha l'chatzayin, and just like he holds b'negei dam. Taisa goes on to explain the Gemara's question as follows: Zumiu yesh l'farish dam nami kar l'chatzayin sheyesh dal matanis v'zayin hazoyis depara shekol achas avoyd b'fnei atzmoi v'shir tefilah d'le'el avamute chatzazah al shehi b'klir shir zayin hazoyis. And therefore, the Gemara feels that the same svar Rabbi Elazar had b'negei mincha chavitin also applies b'negei adam, and even so, Rabbi Elazar held b'negei adam that it's like kiddush l'chatzayin, and therefore he should also hold b'negei mincha chavitin that even though it's karv l'chatzayin, but even so, in kiddush l'chatzayin. Our Gemara continues v'chitemer Rabbi Elazar milsim milsim legamar, and if you would want to say that Rabbi Elazar doesn't learn one type of carbon from another type of carbon, therefore he can't learn the din of mincha chavitin from the din of the dam of a regular carbon, but the Gemara is that we could prove that that is not the case, as Va'omer Rabbi Elazar Mincha Shekamatzah Behechol Kshira Shekem Metzinu Besiluk Bezichin. Rabbi Elazar teaches us that even though generally the kmitz of the mincha was done in Dazara, however, if one did the kmitz of the mincha in the Hechol, then it would still be kosher. And Rabbi Elazar explains that the reason why it would be kosher is because we compare regular mincha to the dinim of the lechem apanim and the siluk bezichin, which is also a mincha, and since the siluk bezichin, which is connected the kmitz of a regular mincha is done in the Hechal, so therefore the kmitz of a regular mincha can also be done in the Hechal, and we see that Rabbi Elazar compares one mincha to another mincha, and therefore in our case he should compare the minchas chavitin to the dam of a carbon. However, the Gemara responds, mincha mincha yalef, mincha midam lo yalef. Although it's true that Rabbi Elazar learns a regular mincha from the lechem apanim, which is a type of a mincha, however, Rabbi Elazar doesn't learn a regular mincha or a minchas chavitin from dinim of dam, which is by a zevach and not by a mincha. The Gemara now continues and asks another question on the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, as how can you say that Rabbi Elazar learns a mincha from another mincha? And the Gemara asks, O mincha, mincha, mi yalef? And we will read the Braisa, and then we will explain this in detail. As by Tanya, we learned the Braisa, Ad shle perka nifros lachma, halechem pasol ve'im makdala v'sab bezichin. However, misha perka nifros lachma, halechem pasol makdala v'sab bezichin. V'am Rabbi Elazar, le perka mamish, al kivin shagiyaz man lefarek, afu pish le perka, kemisha perka. Let us begin. begin with Akdama, and as Rashi points out, if prior to one doing the Kmitza of a Mincha, part of the Mincha gets lost or becomes Tamei, then the entire carbon is puzzle. You can't be makta the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, and you wouldn't be able to eat the Shrayim. And Rashi brings this from a Pasuk, Benegei the Mincha, as the Pasuk states, Min HaMincha, and we learn Prat LeShichasra. Similarly, Rashi brings a Pasuk specifically, Benegei the Lechem HaPanim, as the Pasuk states, Kodesh Kedoshim Hi, and we learn out, Shem Nifrusa Achas Min Chalaseh, Kulim Sulais, that if one of its chalais break and part of the chalal gets lost, then the entire mincha of the lechem upon him is going to be puzzle, and you would not be able to be makter the shnei bezichin, and you would not be able to eat the lechem upon him. However, let's keep in mind that in daf tesam and aleph through daf tesam and beis, the gemara will bring a machlekes. One lost part of the mincha after kmitza was already done, but prior to the aktar of the kmitza, certainly all agree that the shrayim cannot be eaten. However, there's a machlekes if they could actually be makter the kmitza or not. And also keep in mind, as we previously mentioned, that the lechem apanim and the shnei bezichi levina were placed on the shulchan every single Shabbos. And then during the next Shabbos, during the seventh hour of the day, Kohanim would remove the 12 lechem apanim as well as the shnei bezichim from the shulchan, and they would be makted the levina on the mizbeach. And once they were makted the levina, which is considered the kmitza, then the 12 lechem apanim, which is considered the shirayim, could be eaten by the kohanim. Finally, we just saw the lashon of perka in our brisa, and there's machlekes as to have to understand these words, as Rashi seems to explain that it's referring to removal of the lechem upon him. However, other Rishonim are bothered that l'chir the shnei bezichin are connected to kmitza, and l'chir the brisa should be discussing when one removed the kmitza or the shnei bezichin levina from the shulchan. Therefore, they explain that in a chenami we're referring to when one removed the shnei bezichin levina from the shulchan, and some explain that Rashi didn't mean that he dafka took off the lechem upon him, but he meant to say that certainly if he took off the shnei bezichin, but even if he took off the lechem upon him, that would be considered perka, as up until that point, the lechem upon him were together with the shnei bezichin on the shulchan, and once he removes the lechem upon him from the shulchan, so he separated the lechem upon him from the shnei bezichin, that would also be considered perka. Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, he explains our Gemara like the other Rishonim, and he states, Ashle perka l'levinu l'bezichin. Based on this haktama, we can now understand the Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us that if prior to removing either lechem upon him or the levina, then one of the lechem of the lechem upon him breaks and they lost part of the lechem upon him, not only would the lechem upon him be puzzle, but they would also not be able to be makted the bezichin on the mizbeach. And as Rashi states, the habla mincha shechasr kaidum kmitza, as we already explained, that all agree that a part of a mincha gets lost prior to the kmitza, certainly the mincha is completely puzzle. However, the Braisa continues that if the lechem upon him breaks and is lost after the kohanim already removed the lechem upon him or the bezichin from the shulchan on Shabbos, although the lechem upon him would still be puzzle, however, you could be makt to the bezichin. As Rashi explains, that this is similar to the case of shirayim shechasu ben kmitz laktara, and the Gemara will have a machlekes later on if you could actually be makt to the kmitz or not. However, certainly all agree that you cannot eat the shirayim, and therefore certainly you would not be able to eat the lechem upon him. Mefarshim explained that at this point to the Gemara understands that the Brisa is teaching us a special din b'negei the lechem upon him and b'negei the aktara's bezichin. Even though at this point of the Gemara is actually holding like the Manda Omar, that part of a mincha is lost after the kmitza was already done, you would not be allowed to be makt to the kmitza. However, b'negei the shtei bezichin, the Tana the Brisa teaches us that one could still be makt to the shtei bezichin, although they still would not be able to eat the lechem upon him. Even though Rashi brings down v'amino kamon the avagav the maktirin kremitz alayu shirayim asurim ba'achila, Rashi doesn't mean that our Gemara is going like the Manda Omar right now, but he's just trying to show us that we do find such a concept that it's possible that one could be makter a part of a mincha and still not be allowed to eat the shirayim. In an explanation of this brisa, Rabbi Lezer explained that the halacha of the brisa, the mishaperka nifras lachma, the alechem pasul makter lovas abizichin, this then applies not only in a case where you actually remove the lechem apanim or the levina from the shulchan, but even if you did not actually remove it from the shulchan, but it's already the zman to remove the lechem apanim and the bezichin from the shulchan. And as we previously explained, based on the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, that this refers to during the seventh hour on Shabbos, and since it's already past that time frame, so even though you didn't actually remove the lechem apanim or the levina from the shulchan, it's as if you removed them from the shulchan. Therefore, the din of the brisa would apply if the lechem apanim would be broken and part of the lechem apanim would be lost. Then alechem pasul makdalav as habezichin. The Gemara now continues and asks this question: as how can you say that Rabbi Lezer learns a mincha from another mincha? If so, then how could he say that even though you did not remove the lechem apanim or the bezichin from the shulchan, you'll be able to remark the lovus of bezichin v'amai to have a kamincha shechaser kaidin kamitza. L'chira, since you did not actually remove the bezichin from the shulchan, so we should compare it to a mincha that the kamitza was not yet taken off from the mincha. Therefore, not only should the lechem be puzzle, but v'ein mark the lovus of bezichin, you should not be able to remark to the bezichin. The Gemara continues and answers, halei kasha that mincha le bor kaimitzida v'habor kaimitzida. Rashi explains that certainly Rabbi Lez learns one mincha from another mincha, but that's only by standard menachais, since prior to doing kmitza, then all the flowers mixed together, there's no way to mivara which part of the flower is going to be the kmitza. However, since b'negeid lechem apanim, you have two separate and distinct parts, and even on the shulchan, there's the lechem apanim, which is the shirayim, and the shnei bezichin, which is the kmitza, and since it's already distinguishable as to which part of this mincha is going to be placed on the mizbeach, so since it's already the time that you're allowed to bring this carbon, so it's as if we actually took off the kmitza, and therefore, even if you lose part of lechem apanim, although you would still not be able to eat the actual lechem apanim, however, you could still be makted a bezichin. However, the Gemara continues that how can you say to Rabbi Lezer holds that we compare one mincha to another mincha, but l'chayr we should still compare mincha of the lechem apanim to a regular mincha. Therefore, since right now the Gemara is going according to the Manda Omer that holds that if one loses part of the mincha after one does kmitza, but before they will mak to the kmitza on the mizbeach, not only would one not be able to eat the shirayim, but you would not be able to be mak to the kmitza on the mizbeach either. If so, Rabbi Lezer should compare the din of the lechem apanim, the din of a regular mincha, and how could Rabbi Lezer state they could be mak to the bezichin on the mizbeach? And as the Gemara is, el tehevik shirayim shechasu ben kmitz laktara, the imaktirin kaimitz leyan. The Gemara answers that certainly Rabbi Lezer compares one mincha to another, and he actually compares the lechem apanim to a regular mincha, and la plukta ninu, and really that gufa is a machlekes on daf tes, as Rabbi Lezer savel commanda omer shirayim shechasu ben kmitz laktara makta kaimitz leyan, and ain echanami Rabbi Lezer holds like the other man omer, and he holds that if one loses part of mincha between the kmitz and laktara, although you cannot eat the shirayim, however you could be makta the kaimitz. Similarly, b'negiyah the lechem apanim, Rabbi Lezer holds the same din if one lost part of lechem apanim after the zman that one is able to remove the lechem apanim and bezichim from the shulchan, and although one would not be able to eat from the lechem apanim, however, one would be able to be makta the bezichin on the mizbeach. Our Gemara now continues gufa that we previously learned on the bottom of Dav Zayin and Beis. Chavite koin gadol, Rabbi Yechna Oma in a kedush l'chatzayin, Rabbi Leza Oma metech shekarv l'chatzayin, kedush l'chatzayin. The Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Acha, my time with Rabbi Yechran. Rabbi Acha is, was the makar for the din of Rabbi Yechran, that the minchas chavitin of the koin gadol cannot be kedush l'chatzayin. He explains, as Om Akra, as the Pasuk in Pashat Tzav states, Zek karbon Aaron uvana v'ashay akriv l'Hashem, b'yayim imashach reisai, asir seif v'seilus mincha, tamin machtzisa b'abikr machtzisa b'arv. And since the Pasuk states that he'll bring a mincha, and then it states, machtzisa b'abikr machtzisa b'arv, so we learn out, havei mincha v'achkin chatzah, you first have to create an actual mincha by placing at least an istaron of seilus into a clay shares, and as we know that the minimum shear for a karb mincha is an istaron of seilus, and then once you have a full mincha, then you could split it in half, and you could split out half of it for the morning and half of it for the evening. And as Rashi explains, that since the pasuk says machtzitza, which means half of it, so mashma machtzitza shel shleima zu shelofanav, that's talking about half of the shalim which is in front of us already, it must be that you already placed a fully sarin into a klishares. And in Taisis divu maschel my time in Rabbi Yechran, Taisis bothered bim taima leim mishum di alf mi dam. The lechayr we should have just stated that Rabbi Yechran learns this from the din of dam, and as we wanted to previously state, that Rabbi Lezer himself should learn the din of a mincha from the din of dam. Why did Rabbi Acha need to bring a different makar? And Taisa states, b'shem a kabbalah ha'yibiyadei tamzeh, and possibly there was a kabbalah that this was actually the reason for the din of Rabbi Yechran. Ayin Yeshitu brings from the Taisa Chitzenis, Rabbeinu Yonah Tiritz, the lav krod mechtzitza, lo yavim motzi yalf midam, the shani dam, the kuli oimili kar miyad, that dam is different, and it's all ready to be mukav right away, and although it's split into zayin azoyz, however, since they will all be done immediately, therefore we have to have all the dam in the kli. However, but again, the minchas chavitin, since the mincha is machtzitza karav beker machtzitza be'arav, lomali siktash l'chatzayin, so we would have a hamina that there's no reason why you can't be machtish l'chatzayin. Zareach chatziyazeh mincha shlema ayin sham. How he explains our Gemara further. Now that the Gemara explained the makar for Rabbi Yechran, the Gemara will now ask a question on Rabbi Lezer, who taught us that minchas chavitin is mitech shekarav l'chatzayin. saying Kedusha L'Chatzayin, and the Gemara begins, Meisvei, Gemara will now bring two brises that clearly teach us that Chavite Kohen Gadol were not Boyes L'Chatzayin. The first brise states, Chavite Kohen Gadol loy hoyu Boyes L'Chatzayin, ala mevi Yisarin Shalom V'Chatzayu, and the brise clearly tells us that you have to bring a full Yisarin, and only after you have the full Yisarin can you split in half, Machtzitza B'Beker, Machtzitza B'Arev. Number two, V'Tanya, Ilu Nema Minchas Machtzis, Hayisi Oyim, and mevi Chatzi Yisarin Mebeis Shachris U'Makriv, Chatzi Yisarin Mebeis Avris U'Makriv, Tamloim Machtzitza B'Beker, and we learn, Mechtzim Mishalom U'Mevi. This brise teaches us, if the Pasuk would have stated that one should bring a Mincha, and he should bring a half a Mincha in the morning, and a half a Mincha in the evening, then we would be able to say that the Kohen Gadol could have brought a half Yisarin of flour from his house in the morning, and placed that in the Kli Sharis, and bring his Mincha, and then in the evening bring another half Yisarin from his house, and then place that in the Kli Sharis. There would be no requirement to bring a full Yisarin in the morning, and then split it. However, now that the Pasuk states, Mincha Machtzitza, the Pasuk tells us that you should bring a Mincha, and then you should bring half of it, referring to a full Mincha, and therefore one has to bring a full Yisarin of Seiles, and then split it in half, and once again, this would be against the Sheet of Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara answers, L'mitzvah, in the Chanami, even Rabbi Elazar agrees that L'mitzvah Mincha, then certainly you should place the full Yisarin into the Kli Sharis at the beginning of the day, and then split them up. However, this is only L'mitzvah Ba'alma, it would not be Ma'akev, and as Rashi states, to Mishani, Ki Matzukha L'Havi Shalim L'mitzvah Ba'alma, U'lo'ilumim Kitch L'Chatzayim Mekudesh, Einu Yitza Shil L'Chulin. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that Omler of Gaviyah may be Kusler of Ashi, V'Chukuk Sibba. L'maisa, if you're telling me that Rabbi Elazar agrees that these psukma are actually teaching us one must place the full Yisarin of Seiles into a Kli Sharis prior to splitting it, and certainly this requirement would be Ma'akev, as B'negeya Kav Minchas Chavitin, the Pasuk uses the term Chukah, and we know that any time the Pasuk uses Lashon Chukah, all of the Maisim of that Pasha are going to be Ma'akev, and as the Pasuk states in Pasha Tzav, that Kohen Mashiach Tachtu Mibana of Yasa Isa, Chok Oilim Lashem, Kol Tokter. Gemara continues, Amalei, and Rabbi Ashi responds to Rabbi Gvir Mibay Kossel, Le'nitzcha Al-Lavia Shalom Mibesai, in the Chanami, this is not the way Rabbi Elazar understands the Psukim, and this is not the way he understands his Braisais. Certainly, Rabbi Elazar holds it's not even a mitzvah ba'alma for the Kohen to place the full Yisarin of Seiles into the Kli Sharis. These Braises are just teaching us that when the Kohen Gadol brings his Mincha, he has to bring all of the Seiles to the Beis HaMikdash right at the beginning of the day, and even though he doesn't have to place into the Kli Sharis, but he has to be Mekadosh them at the beginning of the day. However, even L'chatchila, the Kohen Gadol could place half of the Yisarin into the Kli Sharis in the morning, and the other half of the Yisarin of flour into a Kli Sharis in the afternoon. As Rashi states, El Lahavi Yisarin Shalom Beisai, Avla Inni Kiddush B'Kli Sharis, Imratu Mekadosh L'chatzayin. Gemara continues, the Rabbi Yechanan stated, B'negeda Minchas Chavitin, that Inni Kiddush L'chatzayin, and the Gemara asks, U'miyam Rabbi Yechanachi, that did Rabbi Yechanan really state this din? Va'itma, but we learned, Hifush Chatzi Yisarin V'dayt L'hoisev, Rav Amma Inni Kaddish, Rabbi Yechanan Mekadosh. In a case where someone promised to bring a Kar Mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, and as we already stated, that once someone promises to bring a Mincha, then certainly he has to bring at least an Yisarin, as that's the minimum share for a Mincha. If at first he was only mafresh a half of Yisarin, and he has in mind that at a later point he will be mafresh the other half of the Yisarin, Rav holds that it would not be Kaddish, or Rabbi Yechanan holds that the Seilus would be Kaddish. The Gemara asks, Vim Isa Leiluf Mechavitin, that if it's true that Rabbi Yechanan stated that Minchas Chavitin ain't a Kedush L'Chatzayin, L'Chay Rabbi Yechanan should learn the din of a regular Mincha from the Minchas Chavitin, since the Minchas Chavitin cannot be Kaddish L'Chatzayin, so therefore a regular Mincha should not be able to be Kaddish L'Chatzayin. The Gemara continues, V'chitema Rabbi Yechanan Milsa Milsa L'Yalev, and if you want to say that Rabbi Yechanan doesn't learn one carbon from another carbon, and therefore he doesn't learn a regular Mincha from a Minchas Chavitin, but the Gemara brings a raya that Rabbi Yechanan learns one din from another din, B'negei Kabanais, as V'am Rabbi Yechanan Shlom Sheshachtem Peichel K'sherin, even though the Pasuk tells us that Shlom has to be shechted Pesach HaYomayid, which refers to the Azara, but if one shechts a Karm Shlomim in the Heichel, then it would still be kosher. The Chsiv V'shachto Pesach HaYomayid, and as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Bayikra, Zamach Yodah Al Reish Kabanai U'shchotto Pesach HaYomayid V'zarku B'nei Aaron HaKoinis Adam Al Mizbeach Saviv, since the Pasuk is Toilu Tam as to why you shecht the Shlomim in the Azara is because it should be Al Pesach HaYomayid, therefore it should be Pashid V'lo Yei Tafel Chomim Min HaIkra shechted in the Karm Shlomim in the Azara, which is only Pesach HaYomayid, and therefore is tafel to the actual Heichel. Therefore, certainly, if someone shechts a Karm Shlomim in the Heichel, which is actually in the Oil Mayid, certainly it should be valid. Clearly, we see that Rabbi Yechanan learns the din of the Hechel from the din of Azara, so Rabbi Yechlin should learn the din of a regla mincha from the din of a minchas chavitin. However, the Gemara answers, Daitel Hosef Shiny, that certainly although Rabbi Yechlin learns the din of a regla mincha from the din of a minchas chavitin, and in a chenami, if he actually did not have in mind to bring a second half of Visarin, then by placing the half of Visarin into a klisharis, it would not be kadosh. However, since in this case, he actually has das to bring the second half of Visarin, specifically in this case, it would be valid. The Gemara will now bring a raya from a brisa, as the Tanya, as we learned in the brisa, that the pasuk in Pashas Nasai, benegei the kabbonis of the Nesiim states, the kabbonis karis kasav achash, loishim meyam mishkola, mizuk achal kasav, shivim shekel b'shekel kodesh, shneim aleim seilus, blulu b'shem l'mincha, that after the Torah tells us that the Nesiim bring two types of kelim to the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk tells us that he has to fill both kelim with the seilus of the mincha. The brisa teaches us that when the pasuk states meleim, one should not have a habmina that they actually fill the entire kli with flour, as the word meleim refers to shleimim. One must place the full yisarin into the kli shareis. If one places only half yisarin into kli shareis, then it would not be kadosh. However, the brisa continues, "V'am Rabbeisi, Rabbeisi's chiluk on a tanakama," and he holds that it's not always going to be the case that you have to have a full yisarin in the keli, as Amosai b'zman she'in da'at l'hosif, that the only time that we stated you have to have the full yisarin is only if he doesn't have the intent to add on the other half of the yisarin. Al b'zman she'dait l'hosif rishin kadosh. However, even if a person will place less than the yisarin into kli shareis, and his original intent is that he'll add on the additional part of the yisarin and make it into a full yisarin, then even though he didn't place a full yisarin into the kli shareis, that part that he placed into the kli shareis would still be kadosh. Therefore, the Gemara is explaining that although certainly Rabbi Yechon learns one mincha from another mincha, and he actually learns the regular mincha from minchas chavitin, and certainly although generally one can't place less than a yisarin of flour into a kli shareis, and if he does so, it would not be kadosh, and this is similar to the minchas chavitin. However, that is only if it's not daik to lohisiv. However, once it's daik to lohisiv, then rishin kadosh. Rabbi Yechon holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yisi. And keep in mind that Rav argues on Rabbi Yechon would hold like the Tanakama, and he holds that as long as someone places less than a yisarin in a kli shareis, even if it's daik to lohisiv, it would not be kadosh. And we learned this brisa based on the pashas that is actually a machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yisi. However, I in the Shita, who is actually bothered that how could Rav be arguing on this brisa, and it would seem that he doesn't learn that there's actually a Tanakam of this brisa, and the Shita states, Rav Tana Upolig, and Rav could be Cholik on Rabbi Yisi, as Rav was a Tana in his Cholik, inami l'shpile, or he didn't hear about this brisa. The Gemara now continues that we just stated that Rav holds that even by a regular mincha, if someone actually is mafresh a half b'sarin, and even if Dait l'hisiv, then it's not considered Kaddish. The Gemara now is, for Rav b'chavit and command sphile, that what would Rav hold be negir the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol? Would the Kohen Gadol initially be able to place half of the seilus into the kli shareis, or would he have to place the full yisarin into kli shareis? The Gemara points out, Ikra Beleza, if Rav would hold like Rav Beleza, that holds be negir the minchas chavitin, there is kedusha l'chatzayin, then leilav min chavitin, then let Rav learn the regular mincha from minchas chavitin. Even a regular mincha should be kodesh l'chatzayin. If you want to say that really Rav learns like Rav Beleza, even so, he doesn't learn the din of a regular mincha from the minchas chavitin. Rav milsum milsa lo yalef. Rav doesn't learn the din of one mincha from another mincha. Certainly, we know that that's not true. As va'amar Rav, as Rav taught us, mincha kedusha b'lei shemen b'lei levayna, that the flour of a mincha would become kadosh once it's placed in the kli shareis, and even if you didn't place the oil and the levayna into the kli shareis. And as Rav continues to explain, b'lei shemen shekei metzina b'lechem hapanim, if one only had the flour and did not put shemen into the kli shareis, then it would still be kadosh, since we find a similar scenario by the lechem apanim, which although it did not have any shemen, it was still kadosh. And Rav continues, b'lei levayna, flour of a mincha will be kadosh independently, and even if levayna was not added into the kli shareis, came mitzino b'minchas nesachim, since we find that minchas nesachim is brought with flour and oil and wine, and there was no levayna. Rav continues, b'lei shemen or b'lei levayna, shekem mitzino b'minchas chaytei, and if one takes flour independently in the kli shareis, then it would be kadosh, even if it doesn't have any oil and it doesn't have any levayna, since we find that a minchas chaytei is kadosh, even though there's no shemen or no levayna in a minchas chaytei. Clearly we see that Rav learns one mincha from another mincha, and therefore he should learn the din of a regular mincha from a minchas chavitin. If Rav would hold like Rav Elazar, but he gave a minchas chavitin, he would learn that a minchas chavitin is kadosh chatzayin, then the same din should apply, but he gave a regular mincha. Gemara responds, al kochach Rav k'Rabbi Yechlin sfilei, in a chenami must be that Rav hold like Rabbi Yechlin, but he gave Seder Minchas Chavitin, in a Chanami, Rav learns one Mincha from another Mincha, and just like Benegeda Minchas Chavitin, Rav holds a Rabbi Echron, in a Kedusha L'Chatzayin, therefore the same din applies, Benegeda Regla Mincha, that in a Kedusha L'Chatzayin. Before we continue, let us go back to the bottom Taisis on Dav Zayin and Beis, and in the middle of Taisis is bothered, why did the Gemara state that Rav can't hold like Rabbi Elazar? Maybe Rav holds like Rabbi Elazar. Even Rabbi Elazar would agree to Rav that by regular mincha and even kedusha l'chatzayin, and the only reason why Rabbi Elazar stated that yesh kedusha l'chatzayin b'negeya minchas chavitin was because of the svara mitech shekarv l'chatzayin kedusha l'chatzayin. Taisis brings three explanations. As number one, mitzilin l'farish the chashav l'dayt l'hoisev k'moy taimed mitech v'kadosh l'chatzayin, that just like Rabbi Elazar had a svara on mitech shekarv l'chatzayin kedusha l'chatzayin, therefore the Gemara feels that at least in the case where someone was dayt l'hoisev, then it should be just as good as that scenario, and the din should be that should be kodesh l'chatzayin. And Taiz continues with the second response, va'oid da'fil lekem mitayich b'sha'a menachais, that even though certainly we don't have the svar mitayich by other menachais, mikol mokem kivin katshi chavitin l'chatzayin me'ezet tamshiyah, but once Rabbi Elazar learns that a minchas chavitin could be mekodesh l'chatzayin based on the svar mitayich shekar l'chatzayin kodesh l'chatzayin yalfin sha'a menachas minayu, we could then learn other menachais from the din of minchas chavitin. Finally, number three, inami hadanaka Rabbi Elazar time of the mitayich mishum de Rabbi Echron nokdei, that when Rabbi Elazar gives this reason mitayich, it's only lafuke from the reason Rabbi Echron. Rabbi Elazar was addressing Rabbi Echron l'tamayu, and Rabbi Elazar was telling Rabbi Echron that afilu palgisu b'sham menachais, that even if you'll argue on me regarding other menachais bechavitin idly miyas mitam mitayich ayin sham. Before we continue, let us point out that Rabbi Echron stated shlom sheshachtu mehechol kshirin d'chsev v'shachtu pesach ha'omayid shloi heitafel chom min ekar. In the top Taisis of Amid, Taisis is bothered that previously when the Gemara brought down the member of Rabbi Elazar, Mincha shekamatzah behechel kshira shekem mitzino besilch bezichin, so why didn't Rabbi Elazar give the same reason as shloi heitafel chom min ekar? Taisis explained the hasim ksiv pesach ha'el moyed, that Rabbi Yechlin is talking about a shlomim where the pasuk specifies pesach ha'el moyed. Similarly, in the case of koyhanim nechlasam behechel ve'ichel kachim kachim v'shiyarim menachais, the pasuk states b'chatzar ha'el moyed, so shayach l'meim shloi heitafel chom min ekar. And as Taisis of Masechta Zvachim on Daf Yudam Beis states, Hani Mili Hechad Chsiv al Pesach Hayom Moed Shetolach Shiro Behechol Ayin Sham. Gemara now continues that we previously mentioned the Shita of Rav, even where carbon requires Seilas Shemen and Levina, one could still be Makadish to flour in a Klisharis by itself, and there's no requirement that the Shemen and Levina have to be together with the flour. And the Gemara will now continue and bring the entire member of Rav, and will also bring the Shita of Rav Chanina, who will argue on Rav. And the Gemara continues, Gufa Arm Rav, that Rav stated Mincha Kedusha Blei Shemen Shekem Etzinu Belechem Apanim and Blei Levina Shekem Etzinu B'Minchas Nesachin and Blei Shemen Blei Levina Shekem Etzinu B'Minchas Chaytei. And I am a person that asks that L'Chir, why didn't Rav just state that a Mincha could be brought without Shemen and without Levina Shekem Etzinu B'Minchas Chaytei? Why do we need the first two dinim of Rav? And up until this point we already saw these dinim of Rav, and Rav continues B'Shemen Levina Nami Kachi Hai Blei Hai V'Hai Blei Hai, that the same applies B'negeya Oil and B'negeya Levina, that they could be Kaddish by themselves. Rashi states Shemen Blei Seilis or Blei Levina, Levina Blei Shemen V'Seilis would still be Kaddish, and Shemen Shekem Mitzinu Blei Shemen Shel Mitzera. This is because we find that Shemen could be Kaddish independently, like we find by the Shemen of Mitzera. Similarly, Levina can be Kaddish independently, Shekem Mitzinu Blei Levina above Bezichin, as we find the Levina that comes into Bezichin by the Lechem Apanim. The Levina is Kaddish independently, even though the Bezichin only had Levina and did not have any Shemen and did not have any flour. And Rashi was bothered that how can you bring a Raya that Levina could be Kaddish independently based on the Levina above Bezichin, but Ha'asi Lechem Aponim Ba'adayu, L'maisa Lechem Aponim comes together with the Bezichin, and Zok Rashi La'Pechi, Shre'inu Miskaddish in Levina Bezichin, as ultimately the Levina Mekaddish in the Bezichin and in the spoons by themselves, and the Lechem Aponim is not together with the Levina. Therefore, miu eshchan de klisharis mekatzel levina shabatecham bloy shem v'seilas. Ayin the shita who's bothered that previously the Gemara stated the Rav understands that a mincha is miskadesh even without levina shekem mitzino b'minchas nesachim. The shita is v'im taima leiluf nami kamoikein the mincha kedusha bloy levina melechem apanim the levina levada miskadeshes bloy alechem v'chein alechem bloy levina bloy tztarach lulami b'minchas nesachim. The shita answers v'yishleima bezichin legabi lechem apanim. Kibad dodi chashiv, kivin shalechem shalashulchan va bezichin ala shulchan. shulchan, that since the lechem is on the shulchan and the bezichin are also on the shulchan, avol lechem legab bezichin loyke badari choshev shewe alavayne bebezichin v'loy alechem bebezichin v'nich lamevin ayin sham. The Gemara now continues and brings a shita that's chelak and rav as Reb Chanina Omar, and continue on daf chesam and beis loyzu kedusha b'loyzu v'loyzu kedusha b'loyzu, that in a case where it is a mincha that not only requires flour but it requires shem and levayna, then the klisharis would not be mekadesh to flour without having the shem and levayna inside the kli as well, and similarly the shem and levayna would not be kadesh unless it's together with the flour, and none of these items could be kadesh independently. And the Gemara will now ask two questions on Rav Chanina. Let us keep in mind that the Mishnah daf pei zayim and aleph will teach us there were two klisharis that we use for dry measurements, and this was the isarin and chetzi isarin, and the Mishnah daf pei zayim and beis teach us that there were seven different measuring cups for liquids, and these were used for dam shemen and yayin. And our Gemara now continues and is bothered l'Rab Chanina isarin lomen nimshach, that according to Rab Chanina, who holds that flour could never become kadosh by itself and never could be kadosh independently, why they created klisharis that was used to measure isarin, and we will not be goyis the parentheses, but the parentheses really explains the Gemara's question as baloi eni osel l'medidas kamach bilvad that kamach in a kadosh b'loy shemen. And the Gemara answers l'min cheschoite that they needed a dry measuring cup in order to measure isarin for min cheschoite, and as we know that min cheschoite only had flour and did not have shemen or levina, therefore they would measure an isarin of flour for min cheschoite, since this was a klisharis, therefore it was mekadosh to flour. And the Gemara continues to ask a similar question v'loy glamam nimshach, since the fear of chenina we couldn't independently measure a loy shemen for mincha, why did they create a klisharis in order to measure a loy shemen in the base of Middash? And the Gemara answers that in a chenami this was not used for mincha but a loy shel mitzraya, as they had to measure the loy shemen of mitzraya, certainly that becomes kadosh independently. And in the Baal Tesis on Daf Chesam and Aleph, where Tesis is still bothered that according to chenina why they have to have a klisharis for a half visarin, as the only time to use a half visarin was to measure minchas chavitin, and a minchas chavitin certainly came with shemen levayna. His answer is veishleima meshem lemetchila mekatsha mincha shechavita mebisa im hashemen v'hignayi davar lahoitzel klichol achashin eskatsha, and once it was already kadosh, it wasn't proper to place the half visarin into a klichol. And Tez continues that this teretz is also required for Rabbi Yochanan, previously taught us that in a kedusha l'chatzayin the achashin eskatsha shleima v'hignayi loitzim klisharis l'klichol ayin sham. Gemara continues v'af Shmuel sevel ol hadarav, that Shmuel also agrees to this din of Rav that klisharis can be mekadosh tzeilus by itself, even by a mincha that has to be brought with shemen and levayna. Even so, if one would place tzeilus of a mincha into a klisharis, the tzeilus would become kadosh. And as the Gemara continues, the Tnan, and as we will learn in the Mishnah that pechasim aleph klei alach mekachin selach or midas hayavish mekachin siyavish bein klei alach mekachin siyavish v'loy midas hayavish mekachin selach, those kelim which were klisharis, which were created in order to measure liquids, they could be mekadosh liquids. Those measuring cups that were klisharis and they were made in order to measure dry goods, they could be mekadosh dry goods. However, a keli that was created in order to measure liquids not be mekadosh any solid item. Similarly, a measuring cup that was created for dry goods not be mekadosh any liquids. V'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel explained that when the Mishnah stated that a keli that was created for liquids cannot be mekadosh yavesh, loishanu elamidais avu mizrukais mekadosh esiyavesh shenema shleim leim seilus blula b'shem elamincha, this only applies to those klisharis was specifically made in order to measure liquids, and therefore you can't measure any solids. However, even though the bowls and basins in the Beis HaMikdash were generally used for liquids, however, if you would place solids into those pans or into those basins, they would become kadosh. And even though we have a klal that ain't a kli mekatshon she'ain a royal a kli, Mur brings a raya from the pasuk but again in Siyim in Pashas Nasai that states v'karbonai karas kesef achas shleishim meyam mishkala mizruk achas kesef shivim shekel b'shekel akodesh shneim aleim seilus blulu b'shem l'mincha, even though they would be placing shemen, which is a liquid, into these basins, but it still was mekadosh to mincha and it was mekadosh to flour as well. L'maisa Shmuel just taught us that the mizrak of kaira kitchu seilus and alma isli l'shmuel the klishar is mekadosh seilus b'loy shemen. Ayin Rashi who asked that according to Rav Chanina holds that one cannot be mekadosh flour by itself. It was so l'chari shver from this Mishnah, as the Mishnah states midas yavish mekachin yavish. According to Rav Chanina, we don't find a case where we have flour that will be mekadosh by itself. And Rashi explains, as the Gemara previously answered, iu mukula b'yisar d'minchas chayte, as ain't a tzuchas shemen el Solus Gredosahi, and the Maisa Shmuel just brought a raya from this pasuk that a midas lach can be used for Yavesh, and the Gemara is only of Achimidut Rabino, Mincha Lachihi, that the Maisa that pasuk is talking about the Mincha of Nasiim, which was made from flour and oil, and therefore wasn't a complete solid, and it was moist. Therefore, how could Shmuel bring a raya that midas lach can be used for Yavesh? The Gemara tells us, Amalei, the Rabino responded to Rabbi Acha, Leinitzuch al Yavishaba, Shmuel's raya is from the fact that since we know that even when one has a mincha that has shemen together with flour, certainly the flour and the oil did not get mixed together completely, and therefore it was still dry flour. Therefore, we see that even so it was mekudesh in a klilach. And the Gemara continues, V'yibayisema, or I could tell you another teretz, mincha legabe dam ki yavish damya. Although it's true that the flour was mixed together with oil and therefore it was moist, but it was still a dough. Therefore, in comparison to a liquid, and even if you compare it to a dam, which is a thick liquid, it's still considered solid, and therefore Shmuel has a solid raya that a klilach can be mekadesh something which is dry and yavesh. And ayin Rashi le nitzucha ul yavesh haba mincha belul yavshu bele katan seilus yavesh shle yagia ben hashemen v'afil achim miskatshim b'mizrakin v'chech da isi yavesh miskadesh. Shmuel holds mistavr nami de seilus yavesh nami beloy shemen mekatshin v'yibayis ima mincha legabi dam ki yavesh damya de dam utzolul mincha havi ki isa v'afil achim mekadesh la mizrak shu kli dam hilkach yavesh gemur nami mekadesh. Gemur now continues gufa that we previously learned amar abalaza mincha shekmatza behechal ksheira shekematzina besidach bezichin, that if someone does kmitza of a mincha in the hechal instead of in the azara and instead of in the mokim of hilach ragli yisrael, then it's still going to be kosher, since we find that the siluk bezichin was done in the kodesh and was done in the hechal, and the siluk bezichin is connected to kmitza of a regular mincha. Our Gemara continues mas Rav Yemiya, that Rav Yemiya asks a shayla, as the pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra, the veil bnei Aaron akrenim v'kometz misham loy kumtzay misalto mishamna kol v'nasa v'hikta akrenas askurasa mizbecha isherech nichayek Hashem. As we already saw that since the previous pasuk discussed the zar that brought a mincha to the azara, when the pasuk states v'kometz misham, the pasuk is telling us b'makom shiragli azara indays, that the kohen does the kmitza from the place where the zar stands, that is in the 11 amos of makom hikluch ragli Yisrael. Gemara's havmina is that the Brice is teaching us that one could only perform kmitza in the Azara or in the Yodah of Amos. It would be also for someone to do kmitza in the Hechal. Before the Gemara answers this question, the Gemara continues to quote the Brice as Ben Beseir Oimim, Menayin Shem Kometz Bismol, Sheyachsev Yikmetz Biamin, Tam Lemim Kometz Misham, Mimakim Shekometz Kvar. We already saw this Brice on Dav Vavam and Beis, and Lemaisa, what we need for our Sugya is the beginning of this Brice. The Brice is Mashmal, not like Rabbi Lezer, and will be also for a Kohen to do the kmitza in the Azara. However, the Gemara answers, Ikad Amri, who Moisav Lahu Mefarakla, that some explained, Rabbi Yemiya, who was the one who asked the Kashayla, he was the one who gave the Teretz, and Ikad Amri, and some say, Omali Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yemiya, Rabbi Yaakov was the one who gave this Teretz, he responded to Rabbi Yemiya, Batachlifa Azbulach, that I will explain this to you. Either Rabbi Yemiya explained, or Rabbi Yaakov explained this point to Rabbi Yemiya, the Pasuk is not coming Lafuke from the Hechel, but the Pasuk is coming to teach us the kmitz of the mincha doesn't have to be done in one specific part of the Azara, and it can be done in any part of the Azara, including the Yudalf Amis of the Makam Hilach Ragli Yisrael. As the Gemara states, Le Nitzcha Lahachshas Kol Azara Kula Shloi Toima Hoyel Va'ilu Kachi Kachim Mincha Kachi Kachim Ma'ilu Tunet Zafayin Af Mincha Tunet Zafayin. The reason why the Torah had to teach us this Riboy is because we would have thought that we should compare the din of Mincha to the din of an Oila, and since the Pasuk Ben Gei Oila specifically tells us V'Shechar Yisrael Yerachem Mizbeach Zafayna, an Oila is Kachi Kachim, possibly we would think that the kmitz of a mincha also has to be done specifically b'tzafayin. Therefore, the pasuk tells us v'kometz misham, that the kmitz of the mincha can be done in any place of the Azara, but it is not coming lafuke that the kmitz cannot be done in the hechal. But the Gemara is malo oila shekin kolol, that why would we have a hamina to learn the din of mincha from an oila if an oila has a chumra that is kolol, and maybe that's why it has to have shechita b'tzafayin. Why would we think that the kmitz of a mincha has to be b'tzafayin? However, the Gemara states that we would still notice based on the din by a chatas, since a karmen chatas has to be done b'tzafayin and it's not kulei kolol, therefore we would have a hamina that since a mincha is kachi kachim, so its kmitza should also be done b'tzafayin. However, the Gemara states that we also can't learn from a chatas, as ma'al chatas shekim mechaperes al chayvi kriseis, that a chatas is also mochamar, as it could be mechapen chayvi kriseis. Maybe that's why shechitas b'tzafayin, but this would not apply to a karmen mincha, and why would we need a pasuk of a kometz misham, and therefore it must be that becomes Misham is coming Lafuke from the Heichal. But the Gemara explains, May Osham, if the Pasuk would not state becomes Misham, then we would think that a Mincha has to have its Kmitza done in the Tzafayin, just like a Karban Osham, which is not Kulei Kolol, is not Mechapel Chayvei Kriseis. However, the Gemara once again states that we would not have a Hamina to learn from Osham, as Ma'al Osham Shkei Minei Domim. Maybe the reason why a Karban Osham is Shchitas Mitzafayin is because it has a Chumrah, as it's Minei Domim, and it's a regular Karban Behema. Why would we have a Hamina to compare a Karban Mincha to a Karban Osham? As the Gemara continues, that Mekul Namish Kei Minei Domim, and really this Teretz could have been used regarding the Oila and Chatas as well, as we can't learn the Din of Mincha from Oila, Chatas, or Osham. It's possibly the Shechita of a Karban Oila, Chatas, and Osham are done B'Tzafayin, because they're all Minei Domim. Why would we think a Mincha has to be done B'Tzafayin, as although it's Kachi Kachim, but a Mais it's not Minei Domim, and therefore, when the Pasuk states, V'Kamitz Misham, it must be coming Lafuke from the Din of Rebbe Lazar, it must be teaching us the Kmitz of the Mincha cannot be done in the Heichal. But the Gemara responds, El Istrich, as Salkadai Techamino, Hiluksiv, V'Krivel Akoyim, V'Gishal Mizbech, V'Kamatz, and Ma Gosh B'Karen Jermis Me'arovis, Av Kmitz Anami B'Karen Jermis Me'arovis, Kamash Blon. The Gemara explains that B'Negei the Karim Mincha, one may have had a Hamina, since we know it is a Din of Agosha, and you have to bring the Karim Mincha next to the southwest corner of the Mizbech, so maybe the Kmitz should also be done in that place, right next to the area of Agosha, and Kamash Blon, the Kamitz Misham, that the Kmitz could even be done in the Makom Hiluch Ragli Yisrael, and it doesn't have to be done next to the Mizbech, but the Pasuk of the Kamitz Misham, not coming Lafuke from the Din of Rebbe Lezer, and Enoch Hanami, the Kmitz cannot only be done in the Azara, but it could even be done in the Heichal, and we will stop over here.